Russell Longman, brother.
Yeah, Russell, how are
you? Just wanted to touch base and tell you what's happened while you've been gone.
Okay.
I had a bad break on that campaign thing, and that they got me to a vote at the wrong time. Danny Noy was that sent for Humphrey to take the chair, but Danny didn't seem to realize what those slick guys were up to. And instead of calling his amendment up and just going to a vote with it, they got in on him, and he yielded to them, let them call their amendment up, and then put me at the vote at the worst possible time.
Oh.
And and of course, once a guy yields, then they've got the floor, the fats, and the fire. And otherwise, I'd have stalled along a little while, and they had to have three men leave town. At that time, I'd have been all right. But then got several bad breaks. Bartman comes in, planning to vote with me, and they lied to him and tell him he's voting on something different than what he was voting on. So that's the second time in a week this Bartman voted the wrong way. He did that to you in Foreign Relations Committee just about 3 days before. He must be getting absent-minded. So I lost that vote, which I should have had. Simonton told me that he said to me he'd vote with me if his vote would put me over. And then I couldn't find Carl Hayden, so I had six absentees. Only pair for one of them. Carl Hayden just couldn't be found. Spent a half hour just turning the Capitol upside down looking for him. And Spartan got absent-minded and voted backward. And then Simonton saw me that far behind, so then Simonton voted against me. Said, well, my vote wouldn't help you anyway. Then Mansfield gives a pair to Aiken. He's got a deal with Aiken if it wouldn't make any difference anyhow that they'll pair. So he gives Aiken that kind of a pair, so that puts me six votes behind. Otherwise, I'd have, if every man in his place, I'd have won on a tie vote. But old Dick Russell took a walk, got lost, and so he wasn't there for the opposition. I'd have won by one vote if Dick just delivered he wasn't going to vote. So I should have won it, and instead I find myself behind six votes by a series of things that happened to you. Now, I'm going to come back and take them on. I'm planning to hit them tomorrow. And pull some of the tricks on back on them. Mansfield's such a sweet, easygoing fellow. They just can just skin him every way but lose. For example, he'll tell those Republicans have been systematically finding out how many absentees we had and would not tell us how many they had. They just lie about it. So that I'm going to pull that back on them. I'm going to give them a first time it ought to work pretty. I'm just going to give them a complete false statement of my absentees. I'm going to send a man to them and say, now, now, look, I want to talk about absentees. Now, here's the number of absentees we got. How many do you have today? Getting some of their own medicine back. I don't give a damn what they tell me, because I wouldn't believe anyhow. And I mean, if I can, I'm going to march all my troops in by surprise. And for once, by God, they'll find that they've got more absentees than we have. And on a tie vote like that, you just about got to do that kind of thing, I guess, to keep them from with it. Putting a red-hot poker up you. I think that I can beat them, but you could help me if you wanted to. If Johnny Pasteur would put that eloquence of his to work and make a speech for me, that would nail Clavin Pell down, because Pell's not a certain vote. He voted with me, but you never can tell from one minute to the next what Pell's going to do. His mind is worse than Sparkman's, it seems. And Pasteur can keep Pell in place if Pasteur would just get in and give me a hand. Simonton is going to be tough to get to vote with me. I might be able to get him, but that'll be a tough one. And I might lose Thurston Martin, but I've got a good chance to get Wayne Morse back. So that's about where I stand.
Well, are you going to offer some amendments or something to it?
I'm going to offer a streamlined, cleaned-up version of what we've been working on for the last 2 weeks. In other words, I'll say that this money can only be used for means of communication. Television, radio, newspaper advertising, maybe a printing bill.
Well, let me ask you this. Why don't you agree make a deal with Mansfield where you can use him to help yourself to recommit this finance stuff we just mentioned?
In fact, I jostled with Harold Wilson, Prime Minister Wilson, said if you can't do better than this, Mr. Prime Minister, you really ought to call it off. When we went to 10 Downing Street, there were two demonstrators at that time. And by the way, there were 16 cameramen covering the Prime Minister and myself. And when we saw those two packers, they left us like we were the unwanted children. And we invited over to pictures. Now, they're just two. Now, I was in London for 2.5 days, and I didn't see enough demonstrations to even amount to a hoot. I get the hoot.
Let me talk to Mike this morning when he gets in and confidentially inquire around, see what our setup is with Pastore and the rest of them, call you back.
All right. Mr. President, one more thing that I just might say. I don't want I don't want to lay this thing aside with me 6 votes behind. If I've got to lay it aside behind at all, I want to be about 1 vote behind, not even 6.
Yeah, I understand it.
I
understand that. But let me talk to them and see where we are, and it may help you count them a little better, and I'll give you a ring back.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.